My dear son and daughter and grandchildren, I received your very welcome letter a few days ago. I can assure you that we were rejoiced to hear that ye were all in good health, as this leaves us all at present, thanks to God. We are also rejoiced that ye are not in want or in the breadline, same as good many. I must say that God is good to all my children, both at home and there. I think he must hear our prayers, for we are praying morning, noon and night for each and all of you. I also received your check, and indeed, John, I did not expect any such thing from you, for you have sent a lot of money to us for the last 12 months, and you have a big family to see to. Well, about myself, I am much improved beyond what I was. I did not go to Mass since last November, but I think with God's help I will soon. I went to 3 doctors and none of them could make out what was causing it. Each of them said I was the soundest man of my age they ever. Annie told a good few doctors in Dublin about me, and I got medicine from there and done no good. One of the nurses was telling her that her own father was the very same way, and that he tried all the doctors in Dublin and done him no good, and it cleared away at finish. If I get a little more courage, myself and your mother will go to Galway next month. You know, in lodging houses, they don't want anyone that is sickly or complaining, and Mary is too far off, so we don't go. It is not money that will stop us. All the bunch are fine. Freddy is in Chum still. Mary and the 2 children was here the week before last. They are 2 lovely children. I think there will soon be another. Don't hear anything about Julia or Brendan going out there. In this country, they only have 5 weeks holidays. Nora and the Sligos are fine. Also Tommy and Nelly. Tommy don't want to bother with anything, only hard work. We had wonderful heat last week, but we have a change. We had plenty of thunder and rain for the last few days. James Tierney was home again from that country. Also Willie Mangan. Paddy Sheridan is married in New York. The girl is from Glenamedy. I don't know her name. With love, M. McHugh. Dear daughter Bessie and grandchildren, we were glad to hear from you and that you are all in good health, as this leaves us all at present, thanks to God. Will you have lots of company now when they are all out from school? Eileen won't be lonesome now when they are home. Myself and Bridget is in good health, but the pains are still in my head, but not so bad. Freddy is all right. She is in tune. John must have the 4-leaved shamrock as long as he was not reduced in his pay. I have no more fresh news to interest you, but all friends and neighbours are in good health. I hope the boys and girls won't be laughing at my writing and mistakes. I remain your affectionate father, M. McHugh, with lots of love from all to all. Bye bye, and God bless you all from all to all.